This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. For those of you asking for my opinion on the Obamacare repeal and replace effort in Congress, oh man, how to just say this straight out? We're all screwed. Okay, that's the answer, because even if President Trump wanted to do something about this, which he does, but he's only one guy, he's up against this massive bureaucracy of corrupt political prostitutes. There's no other way to say this. And there are a few exceptions, you know, like Rand Paul is a pretty good guy. You know, Ted Cruz is a pretty good guy. There are other decent people in Congress and in the Senate and so on. I didn't name them all, obviously. There are others. However, for the most part, they are prostitutes for the lobbyists, for the pharmaceutical industry, for the health insurance companies, for the cancer industry and the hospital companies and the medical associations and doctor groups and so on. Look, why would they ever create a healthcare system when there's so much profit to be made from treating ongoing sickness and disease? That's the answer. That's almost all I need to say. I can like wrap this up in 1 minute. I actually just tell you that. Look, Obamacare is not going to get repealed and replaced. It's going to collapse. This crazy, insane healthcare system, sick care system that we have now, it's going to collapse. It's going to fail catastrophically, probably all of a sudden, you know, without warning. It's going to fail. We as a nation, I mean, gosh, where do we even begin with these problems? It's not just the greed. It's not just the political prostitutes in Washington. It's also the fact that the average American person doesn't take care of their health. They eat junk food all day. They give themselves cancer at every meal. They eat sodium nitrite processed meat, you know, beef jerky and bacon and sausage and everything, and refined carbohydrates and sugars and white flour. They have horrible nutrition. And they overeat processed foods. They become diabetic. They get cancer because they give it to themselves. They're vitamin D deficient. They don't have good nutrition, good minerals, nothing. Most people don't even eat organic, although more and more are. People are eating pesticides and herbicides at every meal, chemicals that are destroying their lives. They're eating toxic heavy metals and drinking it too in their water. And then what do they want? They want the government to pay for all their healthcare costs. This is an insane system. It's totally insane. We have a country of diseased people, because the food companies sell disease. Their products make you sick. Their products cause cancer. Their products cause diabetes and obesity. Their products cause heart disease. I mean, look at homogenized milk, for God's sake. It's homogenized. The fats are artificially altered. It's pasteurized, which kills the lactase enzymes that help you digest milk. So people can't even digest milk and they become lactose intolerant. And some people think they're gluten intolerant, but it's actually glyphosate in the wheat products, because even though wheat is not GMO, it's doused with glyphosate herbicide. And I could just give you example after example after example. The artificial colors, the toxic excitotoxin chemicals like MSG, you know, the artificial sweeteners, all those chemicals, aspartame and so on. People are killing themselves every day with their junk food, their processed food, their non-organic food, and then they want the government to pay for all their sickness and disease. Okay, that model will collapse. Just mark me down on the record for that. You can quote me on that. That model will collapse. Why? Because it's insanely stupid. And everybody in Washington, everybody, including Rand Paul and including Trump on this one, it's simply arguing about who pays for all the disease. Who pays for it? Is it going to be the states? Is it going to be the feds? Is it going to be the young people or the old people or the doctors or the drug companies going to lower prices? Who's going to pay for all this sickness? That's the only debate that there is. Basically, how are you going to pay for it? Are you going to do monthly installments? Are you going to have mandatory payments or penalties or what? It's all a discussion of who pays for sickness and disease. As long as the discussion is focused in that theme, nothing will ever work long term, because in order to solve this problem, you have to start figuring out how to stop making people sick. How do you stop people from eating cancer in their, you know, cancer-causing foods and chemicals in their foods? How do you prevent disease? And I mean real prevention, not just detection. The cancer industry, totally fraudulent criminals, they try to say that detection is prevention. So, well, we detected your breast cancer. That's prevention. No, it isn't. That's detection. Prevention means you never get breast cancer because you're taking vitamin D. You're eating broccoli and cabbage. You're juicing. You're getting exercise. You're not obese. You know, you're eating superfoods. You're doing anti-cancer nutrients. You're eating fresh produce. You're avoiding cancer-causing foods and cancer-causing chemicals in your cosmetics and your laundry detergent and your really, really stinky fabric softener sheets that you put in your dryer and bathe your clothing and all those silly little sheets so that you're wearing cancer-causing chemicals. The average American is wearing cancer, absorbing it through their skin over, you know, 75% of their body. It's insane. So I'm here to tell you right now, and I've said this many times in many different forms, videos and podcasts and articles and so on for the last decade or more, no country can survive the financial burden of paying for ever increasingly expensive and rising rates of chronic disease among their population. In other words, if you don't figure out how to make your people healthy in your country will fail. It will go bankrupt. It will collapse because you can never raise enough money, or let me say this, you can never extract enough money out of the economy to cover the rising costs of being sick and diseased across the population. People cannot even earn enough money in a lifetime to cover the costs of cancer, according to what the drug companies want to charge you and what the chemotherapy clinics want to charge you. You can spend a lifetime trying to save some money. Your entire life savings can be destroyed in 6 months of advanced treatment for cancer. Literally, your entire life savings is wiped out. This economy, which already spends over $1 out of $5 on healthcare costs right now, this economy cannot survive unless that number is drastically reduced. Employers can't afford this. Individuals can't afford this. Cities and pension programs can't afford this. The federal government can't afford it. We're living on debt and disease, and it's not sustainable. It is not sustainable. It will absolutely collapse. 100% it will collapse. Absolutely no question about it. Quote me on that. Spell my name right. It will collapse. No question. So, I mean, if it stays on this current system, which of course it's likely to do. If you want to really lower healthcare costs, well, why do I even put that out there? They don't. There's so much profit in sickness and disease and pharmaceuticals and cancer treatments and medical imaging. There's so much money in that. They run Congress, the prostitutes. They run the system. They run the medical schools. They run academia. They run the medical journals and the science journals. They run the freaking mainstream media. 70% of the advertising money for organizations like CNN and the New York Times comes from pharmaceutical industry or medical related products and services. 70%. They run everything. Do you really think that they're going to contribute to some kind of solution in Washington that would make them less money? Do you think that there's corporations running around our country that are trying to devise ways to make less money? Seriously. And since they're in the business of sickness and disease, do you think they want to figure out how to make people healthier and lose those people as repeat customers? Come on now. Come on, you people. Don't think for a minute that the cancer industry wants to put itself out of business and solve cancer. Don't think for a minute the diabetes industry wants to eliminate diabetes or teach people that vitamin D prevents diabetes, or that certain minerals, such as, you know, selenium and chromium and so on, trace minerals can help prevent diabetes, or that SSRI drugs and antidepressants cause diabetes. No, they don't want you to know that. There's so much money in heart disease and heart transplants and Alzheimer's drugs, and dialysis is a huge industry, and organ transplants are a huge industry. My God, they're making trillions of dollars off your sickness and disease and suffering, and it's all because that's the model in Washington. It's about who pays for sickness and disease, not about figuring out how to make the population healthy. You want to figure out how to make the population healthy, you ask a guy like me to come in and design a system. And believe me, I would put drug companies out of business overnight. And that's why that will never happen. They won't let that happen. And that's why the system will eventually collapse. Because it's so big, it's so greedy, it's so corrupt, it's so evil, it's so insidious. It's got its tentacles into every part of Congress, every part of academia, every part of the medical industrial complex, that it can't dismantle itself. It can't reform itself. It can't even tolerate reforms. It cannot even allow anyone to come in and say something like, hey, why not give out vitamin D supplements and you could reduce cancer by 30 or 40 or 50% in a few years. No, they can't allow that to happen. They can't allow medicine to become about preventing disease and promoting health. If they do that, they lose big. And they're not about to do that. And that's why this system will never work as it's being talked about in Washington today. Repeal and replace Obamacare with what? Some other system where you're just shuffling around who pays for the same sickness, the same cancer, the same skyrocketing rates of obesity and diabetes and Alzheimer's? It's just a question of who pays for it. Frankly, we're all paying the price for this insanely stupid system, which is why I hope it collapses sooner rather than later so we can get to something based in real health. You know, the medical industry, it's wrong to allow an industry to profit from sickness and disease. It's wrong. And it's because of two basic laws that need to be overturned. And I'll wrap it up with this thought. Number one, direct-to-consumer drug advertising has destroyed this nation. It has allowed the drug companies to take over the media, and it has caused the prices of drugs to skyrocket, which has put cost burdens on everybody. Employers, pension funds, governments, state and federal governments, everything. It's a disaster. We got to reverse that. We have to ban direct-to-consumer drug advertising. And secondly, now this is an even bigger one, you can't allow corporations to patent medicines. Should not be allowed. Medicines should be public property. Just like human genes. The human genome should not be patentable by any corporation. Nor should medicines. You might say, well, gosh, if you get rid of patents on medicines, who's going to develop them? There's no incentive. Sure there is. There's an incentive to help humanity. Universities can work on it. Wealthy corporations can work on it. Even governments can work on it. But you see, it works because if you give corporations a reason to become wealthy from selling people drugs, they will find ways to convince people to take drugs they don't need. They will fabricate fake diseases. It's called disease mongering. They'll literally fabricate fake diseases and sell people drugs they don't need. They will bribe the doctors to prescribe drugs that people don't need. They will hike up the prices of drugs. When you let corporations have intellectual property monopolies over chemicals, you end up destroying society. So you got to strip away the IP rights of pharmaceutical companies or limit them in some very, very strict way. And you got to stop direct-to-consumer drug advertising. Those two steps would collapse the pharmaceutical industry as we know it today, which might be the only thing that can save us from total financial destruction at the hands of these corporate monsters. You're going to have to collapse the pharmaceutical industry, or it's going to collapse catastrophically one day on its own. And by the way, if you're asking, if you want to know when that day will come, I'll tell you when it's going to come. I mean, not the calendar day, but the conditions. The pharmaceutical industry will collapse on the day the United States government financial system collapses. Because Big Pharma depends so strongly on government as its customer to pay monopoly prices, overpriced, sky-high prices for its drugs. The government is the biggest customer of the pharmaceutical industry. the cancer industry, the medical imaging industry, hospitals, and so on, when the government goes bankrupt and can no longer pay the drug companies, that's when the system finally collapses. And in its place, people will seek out natural medicine that they can afford because they'll have to pay for it themselves. People will grow their own medicine. People will barter medicine. They'll use plants that are 1/1,000th the cost of the prescription drugs. Yeah, trust me, that day is coming. I can't say when. I don't know if it's a year away or 25 years away. I don't know. But that day is coming because the system we're living under right now, not sustainable. And sorry, President Trump, but the you're up against Congress. Congress doesn't want a solution to this. They just want to please their corporate sponsors because they're all political prostitutes. They've already sold out America to the financial interests of the pharmaceutical industry. So they're never going to solve this problem. It's not going to get solved, folks, not even under Trump. It's going to collapse at some point. That's the only way this really changes. Sorry to break it to you, but that's the honest assessment. Thanks for listening. Check out my website, naturalnews.com.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.